Hi, and welcome to Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. I'm your host, Ryan Pulliam. Well, last Friday is dubbed quitting day because that, on average, is the day that people quit going for their New Year's resolutions. But if you're a fan of the show, you know the last 2 weeks we've really been promoting resolutions and what we can do to actually keep them going and make them an actual part of our life. We had a health and wellness coach come on. We had a financial coach come on. And today, I'm beyond excited to have a good friend of ours, Amber De La Garza, who is the founder of the Productivity Specialist, join us to kind of help us really hone in on activities that we can start to do to make ourselves more productive. So, Amber, thank you so much for joining us at Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my favorite topic. I can't wait to chat with you about this.
I know. It's kind of random how that works, right? Well, I had the privilege of seeing you speak one time, and I was just enthralled in what you had going on. But for those of us in the audience who may not have had that opportunity or didn't get to see you speak before, can you just kind of explain who you are, your background, and what prompted you to create the productivity specialist?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am currently the productivity specialist, and I help business owners through coaching, speaking, training, and I also host the podcast, The Productivity Straight Talk. And I've done that because of a pivot actually from the real estate industry. I have been licensed for 20 years, even though I do not sell real estate any longer. My first true passion and love was real estate, so much so that I actually started as early as high school interning, went to college and got a degree in real estate and double majored in real estate and business management. And through a lot of different opportunities and positions, I found myself coaching real estate professionals. And that was when the seed was planted that we need more than just additional business strategy. We need the skill set of time management and actually executing on all these great ideas that either we have or the people around us are sharing with us.
Well, that's why I thought you were just so perfect to come on and chat with us, because you do have that real estate background. And so you understand kind of firsthand the fast-paced nature of our industry. And it just kind of can lead to chaos at some point if you don't actually take control of it. So when you were selling real estate, what was kind of the first step in getting you to take control of your day?
Yeah, I mean, the first step, whether it was myself or that I help my clients with now, is to plan your day. You know, in real estate, it's common to be like, well, my days aren't the same. And, you know, you never know what's going to go on in a transaction. And those are true. But so long as you let everyone else decide where you're spending or investing your time and what your day looks like, you're going to end your day feeling like you really didn't accomplish anything that really, really mattered, because you're on this hamster wheel of being reactive instead of proactive. So the first way to take back the chaos is to plan your day. And I love a first step is to bookend your day with routines. So the middle of the day can be open to whatever it is that happens to come up. But by bookending your day with solid routines, you're ensured to make progress towards your goals on a consistent basis.
I love that. I try to start my day in the office to get some stuff done, and I end my day in the office to kind of finish it out. So I've taken your advice in that arena and really did bookend it. And then, so at Tycor, you know, we really kind of put the onus on our sales team to switch from an activity-based mindset to a productivity-based mindset. In our industry, we could seem like we're really busy. You know, we're going to lunches, going to events, and popping into offices. And we, at the end of the day, like, oh my gosh, I did so much today. But you weren't anything, you didn't do anything really productive. So what is your kind of advice to probably kind of differentiating being busy to being productive?
Yeah. So I love to say, you know, being busy is the easy thing to do, right? Being productive means that you're purposely showing up and doing the things that if you don't really make the time can easily not get done. And maybe nobody really notices. I define productivity as investing your best time into your best activities. So there's a lot of things we can do in our day, but if you're really, really clear about what your best activities are, and those are the ones that will propel you towards your goals, and if you can do those on a consistent basis, then you will have the time to do all the other things. It's that you're just holding sacred to be productive on those high value activities on a consistent basis. And what I love to say when I explain this is that we are not meant to be productive all day, every day. It's not an either or. It's not, I'm either slaying my goals or I get to have lunch and pop-ins and be available to my clients. It's about identifying those activities and sticking to them no matter what, so that you can be your most productive self.
I love that. And anybody who's with us now can understand why I was so excited to have Amber on, because I love this stuff and I love what you have to say. So one of the resources that you offer is kind of a calendar and email mini session. And with our audience, again, being largely real estate based, sometimes a call to show property or a call to take a listing can kind of throw a wrench in things. And they're getting inundated with the new shiny tool and with emails, or maybe some worthless junk from another title company, not like the obvious value that we provide over at Tycor. So what, through that session, what's kind of the first step in dominating the calendar and email activity?
Yeah, so we'll take the first one, which would be email. The first step to dominating it is to schedule specific time to process your emails and not be in the habit of triaging your emails. And triaging means you're in it all day, you're scrolling, you're checking, you're deciding, you know, maybe I want to look at this or maybe I'm going to respond to this. That is energy that's not productive energy, because you're rereading emails and you're bound to miss things or at least get overwhelmed. And so the very first step is to determine multiple times a day for most of us. Like, reality is we do need to be available and communicating through our email, but doing it on your terms at specific times instead of just all day, every day, because it will ultimately control your day if you give it the power over to just being in your inbox all day. And then the second tip to dominating your calendar is to plan your day. Look, there has been no day in history that has gone exactly as planned. The issue is that we think that they're going to go exactly as planned, and when they don't, we're like, okay, that didn't work. I'm just not going to plan. So what I'm saying is, let's plan your day so that it goes more like the way that you want it, on purpose and very purposeful. That way you get to have the choice of moving some things around. So if you get someone that wants you to come on a listing appointment, yeah, that's a higher priority than maybe something else you had on your calendar. But when you have it on your calendar, it's easier to make a decision. Yes, and when am I going to do that thing that just got erased? Instead of it just doesn't get done, and then you roll over to the next day and the next day. So having a calendar and using it as if that is your boss, that's what I like to say, is you decide what it is you're doing, and then your boss, which is your calendar, your job is to show up and honor that calendar.
I love that. Well, now, obviously, there's some folks in our audience who may not be real estate, so it's not just realtors and real estate professionals that you deal with. I know you kind of you work with titans of every industry, but do you see that there is a common theme that professionals kind of, they hit that plateau or they can't get past? Do you kind of see a reoccurring issue with folks that kind of deter them from being the most productive they can be?
Yeah, so no matter what industry I'm working with, we're all people and we all have goals and things that we're looking to accomplish. And one of the common roadblocks that I see to improvement is thinking that you're not actually in control of your time and saying things like, I'm always out of time, there's never enough time, I'm late. You're affirming that you're not someone that shows up for yourself and can make a behavior change. And so a lot of the work I do is actual strategy, like, do this, here's your toolbox. But it's also the mindset, because we can have a full toolbox of things and strategies that work. But if we can get through the mindset of we actually can learn a new skill set and we can make a different decision with our time, I do see people get stuck there often.
I heard one time, and I loved it, that there's no such thing as time management, because time's going to go forward regardless. It's self-management. It's how I manage myself. Yes. And how I utilize that time. So that kind of goes right along with what you kind of see in your strategy sessions. But In my all my interactions with you, I can tell that the thing you're most passionate about is coaching. That's what, like you said, kind of propelled you to start this business yourself. What do you feel, or why do you feel it's so important to have a coach, or kind of have somebody that kind of keeps you accountable?
Yeah, I believe one of the biggest benefits of having a coach is that they're able to see things that you can't see when you're in the middle of your own stuff. I mean, lack of a better word, it's like you're emotionally attached to your goals, or maybe you have seen something the same way for so long that that's your reality. I think a really good coach invites you to see things differently. And with my clients, honestly, my job is to partner with you, and I see and I believe in you even on days that you don't. And so with that accountability of like, here's the goal that you came to me to want to achieve, this is the path, and holding to that with them makes it for a much easier journey than trying to tackle that path on your own when you've continually hit roadblocks.
I mean, everybody, when each level of kind of professional development, everybody needs a coach. So it makes sense, because you're right. Sometimes I think I'm doing great because that's what I want to see myself doing, but somebody else might be able to call me out on my stuff. So fortunately, yes, I have some folks in my life that can do that. So that's a good thing. So you obviously offer some free resources on your website as well. You touched on it at the beginning about your podcast. You have a lot of really cool topics. What was your favorite podcast topic and why?
Yeah, so my favorite podcast was episode 121, and it's called Productivity Plus Profitability and Why Your Business Needs Both to Succeed. As a business owner, or even a sales professional, where your time is, your investment of time affects your revenue or your profitability, making sure that you're so clear about what those high value activities are and how to stick to those commitments. That's what I cover in that episode. And I really do the connection between why productivity is important and profitability when we're achieving our goals.
I love that. So If you've been, again, spending any time watching this podcast or listening to it, if we uploaded it later on, I just think that you'd want more information from Amber. So Amber, what can our audience do to kind of take advantage of your resources? What's that next step in kind of taking advantage of what you can help them out with?
Yeah, so I make it incredibly easy. So you can go to my website, theproductivityspecialist.com, and across the top, you'll see a button that says resources, and I have all my free resources there. Also, I have a button that says schedule a discovery call. So if you're interested in wanting to know what it would be like to work with me in the capacity of improving your productivity, where I focus is to increase profits and decrease stress. And you can definitely schedule a discovery call there, theproductivityspecialist.com. And then also I would say subscribe to the podcast. I give some amazing, amazing resources there as well.
And I'm sorry, the name of the podcast one more time for our audience?
Is Productivity Straight Talk.
Productivity Straight Talk. Perfect. Well, Amber, thank you again. And now on your website, is there anything, because I know you do a lot of speaking engagements as well. Do you have a calendar for folks to jump in, or is that kind of, you just have to follow you? Do you have a Twitter or Facebook? How can people kind of keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, so I am on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. All the links are on my website as well, but I'm on Instagram and love hanging out on Instagram. And you can find me at Amber_De La Garza.
Perfect. Well, Amber, thank you so very much for joining us today. And I know she's so dedicated that she actually had a coaching session scheduled right now. The person that she was coaching was kind enough to let her move it 15 minutes back so she can come on and share it with you. Just proving that working with Tycor Title, we are the most resourceful people in town. So I appreciate
That's
you coming
right.
on. Thank you so much for making that work so our audience could take advantage of everything you have to offer.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a productive day, everyone.
Thanks so much, Amber. Well, I want to thank again Amber De La Garza, who is the productivity specialist. Also want to thank our producer, Rick Manning, down at Rigel Studios. We will be back next week, but until then, we'll continue to be the most resourceful people in town.